Chapter 31, The Original Chassidim. The friendship between Baruch and Yitzchak Shaul grew stronger each day. They shared everything with each other. Yitzchak Shaul once told Baruch how his father, Rav Nissen, had joined the path of Chassidus. Rav Nissen was born in Bobruisk. From a young age, he was known as a masmid who would study Torah constantly with great concentration. When he turned 20, he traveled to Minsk in order to study at the famous yeshiva of the Gaon of Pozna, where only the very best scholars were accepted. While studying in Minsk, he heard about a small, secretive group of Talmidei Chachamim who would also study the secrets of the Torah, the Kabbalah. Nissen tried to join this group and was accepted by its leader, Rav Yechiel, to serve as his shamash. This was most unusual, because according to the strict rules of the group, only married men were allowed to join. Rav Yechiel made an exception in this case because he saw that Nissen was a truly special person with the most wonderful qualities. He saw that Nissen longed with all his heart and soul to draw closer to Hashem. Rav Yechiel was an expert in the teachings of Kabbalah. He was especially familiar with its teachings on Gilgulim, souls that leave this world and then later return to complete their mission. He explained to Nissen that the souls of many of the great Torah leaders of the previous generations, including some of the Nevi'im and even the Avos and Imais, had returned to this world for various reasons. Rav Yechiel did everything with great holiness. The members of his small group believed that he had Ruach HaKodesh and that he was often visited by Eliyahu HaNavi. Many years passed. Nissen was married, but to his sorrow, his wife died at a young age. He eventually discovered that within the small group of scholars who studied Kabbalah, there was an even smaller, well-organized group of men who had a very different and unique approach to life. These men did not believe in constant fasting or causing themselves hardship and pain, which in those days was considered the usual way of reaching higher levels of Kedusha. Rather, these men always appeared happy and cheerful. When they studied or performed any mitzvah, they did so with a sense of joy and with great excitement. These men davened at great length. They also made a point of dipping in a mikvah each morning before shacharis. To the public, however, most of these men seemed to be ordinary, even simple people. Most of them worked with their hands to earn a living. They worked as tailors, shoemakers, and farmers, and hid the fact that they were Talmidei Chachamim and Tzaddikim. These were the very first Chassidim who lived at a time when the path of Chassidus was just beginning to take shape. They lived according to the main principles of Chassidus, serving Hashem with joy, loving every Jew, remaining humble, and living a simple life. Only after joining this group of Chassidim in Minsk did Nissen realize that there were many similar groups of Chassidim in other great yeshivas. They were all led by one man, Rev Adam Baal Shem. Rev Nissen was especially good friends with two members of the group of Chassidim, Rav Yitzchak and Rav Mordechai. Each of these men served as the Rav of the cities in which they lived. Like many of their fellow Chassidim, they would set off on a journey from time to time and wander through towns and villages in order to meet the Jews of these places. They would encourage and inspire the ordinary, uneducated Jews that they met on their travels. With warmth and wise words, they made these Jews feel better about themselves. They explained the importance of setting aside time to study Torah each day, the need to perform the mitzvahs in the best possible way, and the value in improving their midas. Rav Nissen wished to take part in the holy work of the Chassidim, and he often joined his two friends on their travels. On one of their journeys, the three men arrived at a place called Harki. Rav Mordechai and Rav Yitzchak realized that this was a perfect place to spread the teachings and the ways of Chassidus. They encouraged Rav Nissen to settle in Harki in order to spread Chassidus there. Rav Nissen agreed and soon married, for the second time, the daughter of one of the prominent men of the city. A year later, Rav Nissen's wife gave birth to a son, They named him Yitzchak Shaul, and as we already know, he later became the son-in-law of Eliezer Reuven, the blacksmith of Deborah Missel. As the years passed, Rav Adam Baal Shem slowly handed over the leadership of the Hasidim to the Baal Shem Tov. As a result, Hasidus continued to spread further and large numbers of people became Hasidim. Yitzchak Shaul was raised from a young age with the spirit of Hasidus, and his friend Baruch was able to notice it in the unique way he behaved. Once, an argument erupted between Yitzchak Shaul and his brother-in-law, Reb Moshe Leib. On that occasion, Moshe Leib returned from the Beis Medrash and loudly announced, "Would you believe it? I was sitting in the Beis Medrash today and I noticed two boys deep in discussion over a difficult piece of Gemara. I was amazed at their knowledge and their love of learning. I cannot help myself. I walked over to them and asked them their names. I was shocked to discover that one of them was the son of Zvulun Binyamin, the skinner. No less shocking, the second boy was the son of Yisrael, the carpenter. Who would have believed it?" I thought to myself, Moshe Leib continued in excitement, that I have just witnessed a real live example of Chazal's teaching on the verse, "Mi yitein tahar mitame, who can bring a pure thing out of an impure one?" This, Chazal explained, refers to Avram Avinu, who was born from his sinful father Terach. That's exactly what I saw in the Beis Medrash today. Two pure children learning Torah who were born from impure parents, the skinner and his friend the carpenter. Yitzchak Shaul, as we know, was a kind and gentle person, always pleasant and calm. But his brother-in-law's disgraceful words were too much for him to bear. Overcome with pain and disgust, trembling and with a shaking voice, he berated Moshe Leib. "Who gave you permission to say such terrible things about your fellow Jews, who are truly good and honest people?" he yelled fiercely. "How dare you talk about them in such a disgraceful way?" he continued. "How could you allow your mouth to commit such an awful and frightening sin? You call them tummy? You should be ashamed of yourself. You don't have the faintest idea who these precious Jews really are. Reb Zvulun Binyamin the skinner acts like a true tzaddik, and the entire Deborah Missel has recently been made aware of this fact. As for Reb Yisrael the carpenter, you should know that he is a great Talmud Chacham. He is an expert in all of the Gemara from Seder Nezikim. He remembers them all perfectly, word for word, along with the entire Erech Chaim of the Shulchan Aruch." Yitzchak Shaul tried to calm himself, but he was too shaken. He continued speaking to Moshe Leib, who stood silently and in absolute shock. "And if Reb Yisrael was not a scholar at all," insisted Yitzchak Shaul, "does he not deserve respect because he is honest and has Yirah Shemayim?" Baruch watched the entire scene from the side. He felt that the Hasidic light of truth that shone so powerfully in Yitzchak Shaul had reached out to him and touched his own soul with its warmth.